Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes. You know, life can feel like a runaway roller coaster sometimes, fast, unpredictable, and leaving you hanging on for dear life. Ever get that feeling where your to-do list is longer than your arm, deadlines are looming, and the world seems determined to throw curveballs your way? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. We can choose how we react to all that chaos. That's what Stoic Calm is all about, equipping you with the tools to not just survive, but thrive amidst the madness. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and probably yours too. Managing stress and finding calm in the midst of the storm. We're going to talk about some practical strategies, share some real-life examples, because let's be honest, learning from someone else's experience can be way more relatable than a textbook, and hopefully leave you feeling empowered to take control of your inner peace. First things first, let's acknowledge that stress is a part of life. It's like the annoying pop-up ad that keeps showing up on your browser even when you click, "Don't show again." But here's the good news, we have the power to manage it. Think of stress as a signal, it's telling us something needs attention. So, instead of getting swept away by those adrenaline spikes and feeling like you're drowning in a sea of anxiety, let's figure out how to navigate those waves with grace and composure. One of the most powerful tools I've learned is mindfulness. It's not about emptying your mind, because let's be real, that's impossible. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine you're sipping on a cup of coffee. Really savor it. The warmth in your hands. The aroma filling your senses, the taste on your tongue. That's mindfulness in action. When stress hits, take a deep breath, focus on that sensation, and bring yourself back to the here and now. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental state. Another key takeaway is recognizing that you can't control everything. Remember that saying, "You can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails?" It's so true. There are things happening in the world beyond our control, traffic jams, unexpected deadlines, maybe even that neighbor who blasts their music at 3 a.m. Seriously, what's up with that? But we can choose how we respond to those situations. We can focus on what we can control, our attitude, our actions, and our thoughts. And speaking of thoughts, let's talk about self-talk. You wouldn't believe the things my inner critic used to say. I'm talking full-on negativity fest, yikes. But learning to reframe those thoughts has been a game changer. When negative thoughts creep in, "I can't do this, I'm not good enough," challenge them with positive affirmations. "I've got this, I am capable, I choose to focus on the good." You know that feeling when you nail a presentation, crush a workout, or finally finish that project you've been putting off? That sense of accomplishment is pure gold. Make it a point to celebrate your wins, big and small. It's like giving yourself a high five, you deserve it. Speaking of real-world examples, let me tell you about this time I was prepping for a major conference, juggling deadlines, and trying to keep my sanity. Talk about pressure cooker. I felt that familiar stress creeping in, but then I remembered the power of mindfulness. So, during those moments when I felt overwhelmed, I would take a few deep breaths, focus on the sound of my own voice as I spoke, and remind myself that I was capable of handling this. And you know what? It worked. I delivered a successful presentation, felt proud of myself for staying calm under pressure, and learned a valuable lesson about managing stress in the heat of the moment. So, remember, stress is inevitable, but your reaction to it doesn't have to be. You have the power to choose calm amidst the chaos. Incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine, reframe negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, and remember, you've got this. Now, go out there and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of Stoic Calm. And let me know in the comments what strategies help you manage stress. See you tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and chill vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.